Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Do It With Drupal Seminar. The video archive is now available with over 40 hours of high-quality video from Drupal's top developers and thinkers. For more information and free full-length sample videos, go to doitwithdrupal.com.
My name is Larry Garfield. I'm the senior programmer lead at Palantir.net. And I suppose more specifically, I should say that I'm pushing for us to use object orientation in Drupal in certain places where object orientation is appropriate. There are a lot of places where, in PHP specifically, doing things in an object-oriented fashion is incredibly stupid. And a lot of those cases we already have covered in Drupal using hooks or other procedural mechanisms that work fine and work, frankly, better than an object-oriented mechanism would, especially if you're dealing with the PHP 4 object model, which is a piece of crap. PHP 5 has a much nicer object model that works properly and lets you take advantage of kind of traditional object-oriented techniques, which for certain problem sets are much better suited than procedural code. There are certain things that are 50 lines of really ugly code in procedural code that in object-oriented code would be, you know, just natively supported by the syntax, and you don't actually have to do much work to make something happen. And kind of what I'm pushing for is for us to acknowledge there are places for that, and we should use them where appropriate, and understand kind of in the broader sense what approaches we're taking. So the session I'm giving this afternoon is on design patterns, which are a concept in software engineering of common solutions to common problems, common approaches. We already use a lot of these in Drupal. We just don't realize it. And I think that's to our detriment that we don't understand conceptually what we're doing in some cases. And by understanding conceptually, okay, this is this type of problem, so we're solving it in this way. Oh, but that means looking at other implementations of this problem or the solution to this problem, we can easily see where we can extend it to get even more power. We can easily do something in a certain way and reference it that way, which means people coming into the project and say, oh, they're doing a visitor, they're doing a factory, they're doing, you know, some mechanism, and just recognize and understand what we're doing, and that lowers the barrier to entry when we have that common vocabulary that the entire software engineering world uses.
So one thing that I guess comes up with object-oriented code is that sometimes it's harder to decipher what's actually going on. If I look into the views module now, I mean, it was, I guess, bad enough before, but now when I look at it, it's sort of hard to track what's actually happening. And where do you see that fit in? Is that the benefit of being able to do things that wouldn't even be possible by using object-oriented programming versus sort of there's the trade-off of the complexity versus making it easier for the whole community to grok what's going on and participate?
Well, first of all, there's nothing that you can do in object-oriented code that you cannot do in procedural. And there's nothing you can do in procedural code you cannot do in object-oriented code. It's just often much better to do it in one or the other, where better is faster, less code, easier to read, or some combination thereof. Yeah, you can write incredibly horrid object-oriented code, and I've seen a fair bit, and often what people think of as awful object-oriented code is actually code that's taking advantage of things that are incredibly hard to do in procedural code and much easier to do in object-oriented code, but still weird. In particular, object orientation is all about an extra layer of indirection, and indirection makes things harder to follow. It's often incredibly powerful, incredibly useful, incredibly necessary, but it can sometimes make code harder to follow. At the same time, in procedural code, you can write horribly evil, ugly code that I can't follow for the life of me. I still don't fully understand what happens inside Drupal Render. Drupal 6's version is a lot nicer. Drupal 5, I never quite understood how FAPI worked internally because I just could not wrap my head around that procedural code. So you know, you can write evil code either way. It's a matter of figuring out, okay, is what I'm doing here going to be cleaner and easier to understand and give me the features I want procedurally or in object-oriented fashion? In the case of, say, views, having done a fair bit of views work, it's not possible to do that procedurally in any way that is possible to read. The stuff Views is doing with plugins is phenomenal. If you haven't really dug into it, it's a spectacular system once you understand just how modular it is internally. And it's modular in ways that object orientation is built for, to be able to just take a piece and swap it out for another piece is like one of the textbook cases for object-oriented code. If you're not used to dealing with object-oriented code, then yes, it's very hard to follow. By the same token, if someone is used to dealing with object-oriented code and they see procedural code, it's all spaghetti. And both of those are valid statements.
And so when you are debugging the procedural versus object-oriented code, do you use the same tools to debug? And how do you usually grok what's actually going on?
It depends on the code. As a general rule, I'd say in object-oriented code, you do want to have a sense of how things are structured before you start firing up your debugger. So take an extra moment and say, okay, if this object is part of this class is inheriting off this class, so this code is here and this code is shared here. Okay, now run it through the debugger and say, okay, now I'm jumping over here, now I'm jumping over here, now I'm jumping over here, and I see where the data is going. And that's not much different than procedural code. If you have, like Drupal does, call user func array all over the place, that can be hard to follow, especially if you're dealing with hooks. Okay, where does this end up next? What callback is this? Oh, this is calling recursive, so I can't even follow that because it's 10 layers down. It's the same kind of problems, and it can take some time to reorient yourself to think in an opposite direction, because object orientation kind of extends naturally in one direction and procedural code extends in a different direction. And that's one of the reasons why I think we do need to leverage that more, is that right now Drupal is very, very horizontally extensible with modules and hooks, but vertically not very extensible at all. Vertical extensibility is where object orientation shines. So hooks are great. Don't get rid of hooks. Don't try to make hooks object-oriented. Don't try to make modules into classes. That's stupid. But for things like being able to swap out pieces of the theme system, being able to swap out the engine you use to look up path aliases, being able to swap out the cache system based on, you know, menu gets cached here and pages get cached here and everything else gets cached here, that's really easy to do in object-oriented code. The past attempts to do that procedurally are all ugly and harder to follow and have extra layers in there that just slow things down. In object-oriented code, that's really, really easy. So do it the easy way now that we can with PHP 5. Don't make it harder on ourselves just to try and avoid using objects.
And finally, is there any sort of fear, uncertainty, and doubt that you're encountering when you're talking to the larger development community about object-oriented code, and what are you trying to dispel around that FUD?
Yes, there is a fair bit. Most of it comes down to the fact that a lot of object-oriented systems go all out pure OO, and that does make sense in some cases. PHP is generally not one of those cases, and just as using procedural code where it doesn't make sense to leads to spaghetti, using object-oriented code where it doesn't make sense to leads to 10,000 classes you can't follow. To be fair, it's somewhat easier to write incredibly stupid object-oriented code than incredibly stupid procedural code. And if you write incredibly stupid object-oriented code, it is harder to hack your way out of it and hack your way around a bad design decision than it is in procedural code, which just means take the time to make sure you do it right. Object-oriented code is not inherently harder to understand than procedural code. One of the things that I've been trying to push and trying to explain to people is that object orientation does not have to be complicated. The handler's proposal that I've been pushing for some time now is really very simple object-oriented code. It's not doing 15 layers of inheritance like Java sometimes does. It's not doing 15 dereferences before you get to anything. It's really just a wrapper around instantiate a class, call methods on it, which is really very powerful and still very simple. A lot of it also is, in the past, PHP 4's OO was crap, and that's what people are used to. And so we're just not used to dealing with that kind of code. Or people have saying, Drupal needs to be more OO, and then talk about that as modules become classes, and everything becomes an object, and everything becomes a class, which is, as I said before, moronic, because that loses a lot of the advantages we have in Drupal right now in terms of horizontal extensibility. So mostly I'm just trying to talk to people and show, no, I'm not trying to make all of Drupal one big object-oriented mess. I'm trying to say, this problem here is really easy to do with objects. Let's just do it that way. This problem here is really easy to do with objects. Let's use it. This problem here, okay, is hard to do either way, but objects give us these other advantages. this problem here. Why are you using an object for that? That's dumb. Don't do that. So I'm trying to be very pragmatic about it and encouraging kind of a non-religious attitude on both sides.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.